Well, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I've got a great show lined up for you. It's produced from my home studio, which is essentially just a very small desk sitting beside my CD player and stereo outfit. And we're in level 3 lockdown in Hamilton, New Zealand here, and not really allowed out much apart from essential things to do, and so we can't get into the studio. I'm making the program from home, so I hope you'll bear with me. There may be a few glitches here and there. You never know what's going to happen. I'll try not to let too many of them get there in the final program. The tune that's playing is one called Wild Goose Chase, and I'm going to let it play out. Then we're going to hear a song from Donna Ulysses from the album An Easy Climb. It's a lovely song called Hand Me Down Home.
On a mountainside, walking anywhere's an uphill climb. But there's a flat place clear to grow some food, where Maddie's 100-year-old dahlias bloom. A million pine trees high as I can see, crawfish holes beside a muddy creek. A little cabin with a big front porch, where rockers line across a wormwood floor. It's more than land, it's heart and soul. My daddy's pride, the family goal. It ain't heaven, but it's awful close. This old hand-me-down. Graveyard holds a lot of bones. Years are carved on all the worn headstones, where generations bear the same last name. Among the irises that flood this place, they tell me stories of a lonesome past, where soldiers lay and miners rest at last. Little babies broke their mama's hearts, proof that mountain life was always hard. It's more than land, it's heart and soul. My daddy's pride, the family goal. It ain't heaven, but it's awful close. This old hand-me-down. Left his hopes and dreams scrawled in my name. A faded deed gave me that rocky ground, a treasure I'll keep till I pass it down. It's more than land, it's heart and soul. My daddy's pride, the family gold. It ain't heaven, but it's awful close. And memories move around like ghosts, filling up the cracks and holes. It's like I'm never here alone. In this old hand-me-down home.
Oh, a lovely song there from Donna Ulysses. Right, let's listen to some David Grisman now from an album called Home Is Where the Heart Is. This was a vinyl album that I got, and it's David Grisman playing some traditional bluegrass along with some of his friends. And the first track we're going to hear is classic bluegrass, the Salty Dog Blues. Wiley Morris and Zeke Morris are credited with writing it. David Grisman's playing mandolin, doing the lead vocal on the first and third verses. Tony Rice is playing guitar, doing the lead vocal on the second and fourth verses. Curly Seckler is doing the tenor vocal from the classic Flat and Scruggs days. J.D. Crowe is playing banjo. Sam Bush is playing fiddle. And Roy Husky Jr. on bass. Man, what a band that is. Here's David Grisman with the Salty Dog Blues.
Down blues, great big hole in the bottom of the shoe.
Honey, let me be your salty dog. Let me be your salty dog. I won't be your man at all. Honey, let me be your salty dog. Honey, let me be your solo. Let me be your solo. I want to be your man at all. Honey, let me be your solo.
Down in the wildwood, sitting on a log, finger on the trigger and I on the hog.
Honey, let me be your solo. Let me be your solo dog. I wanna be your man at all. Honey, let me be your solo.
Right, well, let's hear from Ricky Skaggs now and Boone Creek, one of the bands that Ricky worked with in the 1980s, and it features Ricky on guitar and mandolin and tenor vocals, Wes Golding on lead vocals, Jerry Douglas on baritone vocals, and Terry Borkum on bass vocals. And it's a great tune written by Bill Munro called Little Community Church.
I was lost in sin so long, with no one to guide my way. My soul was in darkness, had been there for many a day. In that little community churchyard, I heard a gospel song.
I went inside
to kneel and pray.
Oh, I kneeled down.
Prayed to my Savior.
That
He might hear and would accept me.
And then I felt
the
Holy Spirit,
I knew my soul was saving me. In that little community church house, among my many friends, I could hear them praying for me as a preacher said amen. Was a vision there before me, it was my Savior's face.
I knew that I was saved by grace.
Oh, I kneeled down,
pray prayed to my Savior,
prayed to my Savior,
that he might hear,
that he might hear, and would accept me.
And then I felt
the
Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit.
I knew my soul,
I knew my soul was saved indeed. Church house, there's where we sing and pray. We pray to our fathers to guide us on our way. All through life's long journey, we'll need his helping hand
until
we reach that promised land.
Oh, I kneel down, pray to my Savior,
pray to my Savior,
that he might hear
and would accept me.
And then I felt
the
Holy Spirit. I knew my soul
was saved in thee.
Some great gospel music there from Boone Creek with Ricky Skaggs doing some superb mandolin infills in between the verses there. Hope you enjoyed it. I've had the opportunity to go to the Grass Valley festivals in California, and the first one I went as a banjo student, and Bill Evans was my banjo teacher, and what a fine gentleman he is. Lovely man, very easy to talk to, and just very keen to show everyone anything he can that will help their banjo playing. And I thoroughly enjoyed the time I spent listening in at the workshop, and I actually booked a lesson after the festival where I went to Bill's studio and had another lesson with him there. It's really good there. I'm going to play a track from his Native and Fine album. It's a banjo tune that he wrote, and it's just called Native and Fine. He's playing banjo, Stuart Duncan on fiddle, Mike Compton on mandolin, David Greer on guitar, and Missy Raines on bass. He says it's a four-part tune in the Nashville Blues D minor banjo tuning, A-D-F-A-D. This one was written in the 1993 Winter Hawk Bluegrass Festival. The title is taken from David Wisnant's book, All That Is Native and Fine. It's nice to know a little bit about the tracks, isn't it? Here's Bill Evans.
Thank you.
Well, what a banjo tune that was, eh? Bill Evans and Friends with the tune Native and Fine. Long banjo tune, playing out of D minor tuning. Down low, it's not quite so bad, but when you get up the neck, every chord is different, and he did a brilliant job. I hope you really enjoyed that tune. I did. I know I did. Welcome to all the people listening on podcasts. I really appreciate the fact that you're tuning into Back Porch Bluegrass, and what you're getting is just my take on bluegrass music. I've got a lot of cassettes up on the walls, and I dig through those before each show and try and decide what I think would be interesting to play on my show. And I just really appreciate the fact that there's so many of you all around the world tuning in on all the different ways that you can tune into podcasts, either on Spotify, just the free FM, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Podbean. Yeah, there's all sorts of strange names and different ways that you can tune into a radio show. This comes from Hamilton, New Zealand. Free FM is a community radio station in Hamilton, New Zealand. I've been listening and playing bluegrass music since the mid-1960s, and I still thoroughly enjoy it. This show is coming from my home studio because we're in lockdown, and I'm bumbling my way through it with one CD deck and lots of pauses on the program, so I stop and do things. So we'll get on with the show pretty soon, but thanks very much for tuning in. I'd like to play a track for you from J.D. Crowe in the New South. The album is Lefty's Old Guitar, and the song I'd like to play is A Mississippi River Raft. Great song. And featured on this is Ricky Wasson on lead vocal, J.D. Crowe on baritone vocal, Dwight McCall on tenor vocal. And the rest of the band is Ron Stewart on fiddle and Harold Nixon on bass, and of course J.D. Crowe playing banjo. Just a few shows ago I played a couple of tracks from American Drive, and that's pretty much the same band without J.D. Crowe, which explains why they played so well. But here comes Mississippi River Raft.
On the Mississippi River Raft, I'm playing my music in the night. Songs that make the catfish bite. There's a suntan lady by my side. She's like a lazy river ridge. She's my doing better half. On the Mississippi River Raft, we're coming from trouble lies, floating down to paradise. I'm holding her, my heart is a beating fast, on the Mississippi River Raft. Fishing star from the past and harmony yesterday's war. Just the river and her sweet voice. We found a life we both enjoy. We've got these better lives at last. On the Mississippi River Raft, we're coming from troubled lives, floating down to paradise. My heart is a beating fast on the Mississippi River Raft. On the Mississippi River Raft. On the Mississippi River Raft.
Well, that's J.D. Crowe in the New South with Mississippi River Raft. It's time for a fiddle tune now. We're going to hear from the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band from their album Encore, recorded in 1997, featuring the wonderful fiddle playing of Colleen Trenwith, who died in January this year, tragically, way ahead of her time, really. She plays a superb job. She always loved the fiddle playing of Kenny Baker, and this is one of Kenny's tunes, The Cross-Eyed Fiddler. Paul Trendworth, that's me on banjo, David Calder on mandolin, Alan Rhodes on guitar, and Jeremy Trendworth playing bass. The Cross-Eyed Fiddler. Colleen Trendworth and the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band with the Cross-Eyed Fiddler. Time to listen to the Nashville Bluegrass Band with the song Dark Shadows of Night from the album Unleashed. Pat Enright singing lead vocals.
Not black and not white.
shadows of night.
Superb singing there by Pat Enright and Alan O'Brien, the Nashville Bluegrass Band. Don't they do well? Well, at the start of the show, we had Donny Ulysses doing a song from the album An Easy Climb. I'll play her again now with a song called Her Heart is a Stone Hard Ground. Here's Donny Ulysses.
Stone, hard ground. Hi, my name is Anna, and I'm from Paero, New Zealand, and I really enjoy listening to Back Porch Bluegrass.
Thanks, Anna. For the audience's information, young Anna is learning banjo, doing fine, playing guitar, and sings beautifully, and I'm pretty sure you'll hear from her in the next few years. She does a wonderful job and loves her music. We're going to hear Ricky Skaggs again. Ricky Skaggs and Boone Creek with a Lester Flatt classic, Head Over Heels in Love With You.
If I don't lose my notion, I just got to forget you if I can.
I'm feeling so blue, I don't know what to do,
because I'm
head over heels in love with you.
I'm thinking of you only. I just can't sleep when I lay down.
I'm feeling so blue, I don't know what to do,
because I'm
head over heels in love with you.
I can't bear the thoughts of losing you.
I'm feeling so blue, I don't know what to do,
because I'm
head over heels in love with you. I'm feeling so blue, I don't know what to do,
because I'm
head over heels in love with you.
That was Boone Creek and Head Over Heels in Love With You. We're going to hear the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band again. This is a tune that we got very well known for back in 1969-70, about then. And it was a James Taylor tune called Carolina In My Mind. And a little bit different, not your standard bluegrass stuff, but we thought we did a pretty good job of the tune. It was a lovely song. Going to Carolina In My Mind, Hamilton County Bluegrass Band.
In my mind I'm going to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? And ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind? And I'm going to Carolina in my mind.
Karen, she's a silver sun. You best walk her way and watch it shine. Watch her watch the morning come. A silver tear appearing, now I'm crying.
Ain't I gone to Carolina in my mind?
There ain't no doubt in no one's mind that love's the finest thing around. Whisper something soft and kind. And hey, babe, the sky's on fire, I'm dying.
Ain't I gone to Carolina in my mind? In my mind I'm gone to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? And ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind? And I'm gone to Carolina in my mind.
Dark and silent, late last night, Lord, I think I heard the highway call. Geese in flight and dogs at bite. and signs that might be omens say I'm going, going,
gone to Carolina in my mind.
With a holy host of others standing around me, still I'm on the dark side of the moon. And it seems like it goes on like this forever. You must forgive me, forgive me. If it's something
in my mind, I'm gone to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? And ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind? And I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. Gone to Carolina in my mind.
Well, that was Gone to Carolina in My Mind by the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. Colleen Trenwith pretending to be an orchestra there with her chip, 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 chips on the fiddle. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and this is produced in my home studio where I've got a CD player and rigged up to a little mixing desk and my laptop and... takes a lot more effort to make a show from my home studio than it does from the studios in town. But as we're in level 3 lockdown, can't do much about it. So with a bit of cautious editing, maybe it's going to sound all right. What have we got coming up next, Paul? Oh, we got a big thank you to all the people listening on the Access Radio shows throughout New Zealand and throughout Canada and through the USA. Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA, welcome to all the people listening there. People at the Access Radio stations in Canada, CFBX in Kamloops, The Voice of Bond Bay, Radio Fanshawe in London, Ontario, Prince George in British Columbia, and the Access Radio stations throughout New Zealand, different times of the week. Hope you're all enjoying this program from Free FM in Hamilton, New Zealand. And we're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, a big music store in Hamilton, and they'll meet any of your musical expectations with your with a range of guitars, a range of banjos, ukuleles, keyboards, drums, and accessories, all the strings you could want, capos, tuners, everything you need. Go and see Shearer's and say thanks very much for sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass. Oh, coming up, we've got another tune from the Nashville Bluegrass Band, the album Unleashed, and this is called Last Time on the Road, featuring the lead singing of Alan O'Brien.
Gonna burn my map, I'm tired of traveling, I've been more miles than I know. I'm feeling happy and I'm feeling sad, it's my last time on the road. Well, this old bluebird has seen some flying, but now she's starting to slow. She gave her best, I'm gonna let her rest, it's her last time on the road. Seen a lot of days at a highway's pace, and they take their toll on me. There's a lot of things I've left behind I might have never seen. Got a big white house with a back porch view that keeps on calling me home. I might not stay, but for now I'll say it's my last time on. There's a lot of things I've left behind I might have never seen. Gonna burn my map, I'm tired. tired of traveling. I've been more miles than I know. I'm feeling happy and I'm feeling sad. It's my last time on the road. Feeling happy and I'm feeling sad. It's my last time on the road. It's my last time on the road.
Oh, a lot of musicians have probably felt that way, and that song really puts it into context, doesn't it? Alan Bryant. Just love his singing. That was written by Carl Jones. I don't know who Carl Jones is, but he sure writes good songs. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. Let's have David Grisman again from the album Home Is Where the Heart Is. Here he is doing Sad and Lonesome Day with Red Allen singing lead.
Girl to the burying ground. They carried my girl to the burying ground. Oh, they carried my girl to the burying ground. I cried, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord. Today has been a lonesome day. Today. Tomorrow's gonna be the same old way. Go dig my grave with a silver spade. Go dig my grave with a silver spade. Go dig my grave with a silver spade. And mark the spot where I must lay. Today has been a lonesome day. Today. Did you ever hear those church bells toll? Did you ever hear those church bells toll? That means by then I'm dead and gone. Today has been a lonesome day. Today has been a long, lonesome day. Oh, today has been a long.
Some classic bluegrass there from David Grisman playing mandolin, Red Allen guitar and lead vocals. Porter Church was doing that great banjo stuff. Stuart Duncan on fiddle, James Kirvin on bass. Classic bluegrass, folks. Doesn't get better than that. It's been a while since we've had Alison Krauss on the show, and I've like to play you a track from one of her earliest albums, Alison Krauss in Union Station, Every Time You Say Goodbye. Barry Bales on bass Adam Steffi on mandolin, Ron Block on banjo, and Tim Stafford on guitar. Here is a track called Who Can Blame You? Alison Krauss. Come to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass for another show now. Thank you very much for listening with me. I hope you've enjoyed my selections. I always enjoy going through and finding different things to play, and every now and then an old friend turns up and I think, oh, it's time we heard that again. So with all that in mind, we'll get to finish the show with Bill Evans, great banjo player, and here he is playing a tune called Goodbye Liza Jane. This makes a really nice simple tune to play, but of course Bill does a great job and gets some lovely banjo licks going in there. See if you can tune in again next week, either by podcast or as you hear it on the radio, and we'll have another session of Back Porch Bluegrass. Here's Goodbye Liza Jane.